ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Planning for next year, and I can tell you that it takes months to actually develop this kind of precision that they've developed. There's weekly calls, and there's hundreds of questions about this or that, and how it can be done. So, to those like Shraddha Mukharavind and their team who've taken the trouble to put this together, we're deeply indebted. And to Hare Krishna. To Madhavananda and Krishna Kund, that you're doing the service of staying here in the Dham just so that you can, like miners, you're digging deeper and deeper into the mood of the Dham here and giving out that wealth to everybody who comes here. And this is arguably the most important service that can be done, is to give the devotees this kind of insight into the deep meaning of spiritual life. Practically, nobody in the world knows about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even those that know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu don't know very deeply or intimately exactly who he is and what his mood is. But in coming here with you, coming here and spending time with you, he's right behind me, we're able to take away some of that wealth that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the wealthiest capitalist, and he's distributing to the world. But you're a broker, and you've got that, and you're giving it out to all of us. So, to you, Madhavananda and Krishna Kund, who stay here as the brokers and who are also miners as well, keeping this wealth, we're deeply indebted, and we thank you and your team for all that you're doing, not just here, but also you're broadcasting all over the world through all your writings, and it's making a difference in the whole world. So thank you very much to you. And we'd like to thank especially Shesha and he's behind us, and the whole team. Yeah, you can thank to do. The blue shirt team has received a 5-star rating. You kept us alive, but you did it with such flair and devotion that we're deeply touched by everything you've done for us. Thank you very much.
Shri Shri Prabhu has a steadier sadhana than anyone. Getting up at 2:30, starting to look at 3 o'clock for the second yatra in a row, back to back, and he's chanting his japa in the evening. And I really, really feel very indebted to him, especially for his service mood. And that's what he's inspiring in everybody else who is working with him, so.
And Shraddha Devi Dasi wants to say a few words because she has her own people to thank.
Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj. So a couple of things on this last day. I mean, for those of you who won't be joining us in Mayapur, it's time to say goodbye. We are feeling heavy in the heart because of that. And for those of us who are going to join us in Mayapur, there's a lot more of logistics that we need to share with you. So first thing first, there are going to be a lot of transactions, and Guru Maharaj had said that in every transaction you should be praying to Krishna. So I'll start with prayers. And so we were giving out many documents, as one of you had commented, many of the documents which had the prayers. So on your way out, if you can segregate the documents, there were the small ones, the small little thing, if you can keep that separated. And the long ones, you can actually keep with you. Okay? So you'll have a nice set of prayers there with you. But the small ones we need because we use them over and over again. a lot of you had asked me questions about, you know, what train, what's the name of the train, prasadam and things like that. So I've invited Mukhyananda Prabhu. He's going to give you all the details of that. But before we go into that, a few things about today morning part. So as you can see, bhoga is being offered there. So we'll have prasadam soon. And then there won't be any parikrama today, but there will be lunch at 1:30. And then for the evening, dinner will be served at the station itself. It will be a boxed prasadam, and Mukhyananda will tell you more about that. I wanted to take this opportunity to kind of like go through a day in the dham, you know, from the eye of a coordinator, and what I would see happening as I came out of my room. So it's like, you know, 6 o'clock or, you know, 6:15 in the morning, and you would find somebody rolling, and one of you rolling out this carpet and, you know, taking up room and, you know, very rigorously rooming it up to make it ready. And then someone would come and set up the tables, put the cloths there, set up the altar. Somebody would polish this beautiful the aarti thal, and everything would kind of, you know, magically appear. And we all know it's not magic. It is you devotees working behind the scenes in that. And then of course there would be kirtan. So we had the kirtaniers perform the kirtan. We had the pujari service being done by so many of you. And then when the time came for us to offer respects to Prabhupada, somehow magically the flowers would appear in our hands. So somebody would be coming there and making sure that they were there. And I don't know how many of you noticed, but we also had, you know, we had the big garlands, but we also had the miniature garlands on Mahaprabhu there. So obviously somebody was working really hard and, you know, creating those Mahaprabhu and Giriraj as well, both of them. I would also like to mention that we are so grateful to you, Krishnagund Mataji, as well as Guru Maharaj, Guru Ma, and Madhavananda Prabhu, for sharing your deities with us. It's always such a pleasure to behold the beautiful deities here. Then, of course, we used to have Krishna Katha after that. So the speakers, Guru Maharaj, Vaishishika Prabhu, Satyadev Prabhu, and Madhavananda Prabhu. And also to the audience who asked such wonderful questions to make the katha even more interesting. And then it would be time for us to go on a parikrama, and somehow the flags would appear. And I'm very happy to announce that this year we didn't lose a single flag. Somebody really did a good job here. There was a chair seva, you know, the chairs are to be taken and then brought back and laid. There was umbrella service to hold the umbrella over Mahaprabhu. And then of course, as you went on the way out on parikrama, there was a lot of noise in the lobby because people were getting ready to do book distribution. So we had a book distribution team, and this year especially, we had the wonderful language cards. And I didn't know the story, what Nagar Kirtan had to go through that to get that. And then we always told you to take a couple of things with you, sunscreen, etc., and water. And then this jar over here was always magically filled, because there was somebody who was making at least 8 to 11 trips in a day to make sure that the water was available in this thing. And then of course some places we took auto rickshaws, autos and rickshaws, and there was somebody behind the scenes working on that. And as Guru Maharaj was mentioning, that this wonderful Krishna Katha was being broadcast all over the world. So of course we had you know, our team here who was recording as well as broadcasting everything. And then we have photography and video, which services, which will again continue. Remember, if you're leaving for Mayapur, not joining us at Mayapur, make sure that you see Akshin Mangal Mataji who's standing over there, and please do get your picture taken. Now, there are people who work behind the scenes as well, who are not here. For example, when these prayers are printed, there's Venu Gita Dasi in Silicon Valley. She helps us set the, you know, put the prayers together, do the QA, etc. And we have Namisharanya Prabhu in Texas today. He's writing the blog based on whatever we, you know, transmit to him. So hats off to his efforts over there. Then we have the badges, which again, I would request you to put the badges on today at the station so that we recognize you. And we had devotees helping us with that. And somehow yesterday, coconut water also appeared on our way back. So thank you for that as well. We had Bhagwat Seva Prabhu, who joined us a little bit late, but he went into full action and full gear immediately as he came. And then I'd like to especially mention, as Guru Maharaj had said, that there is a lot of planning that happens, and Mukhairavinda and I are novices completely at this, so we rely heavily on Guru Maharaj, on Guru Madhavananda Prabhu, Krishna Kund Mataji, and Naveen Nirad Prabhu to guide us all along the way. And so thank you so much for that special thanks. And then we can do all these things, you know, we can get the prayers printed, we can bring the auto rickshaws, but the yatra is not complete without the participants. So our you know, deep gratitude for all of you who have come and joined us here at the Dham too. And last but not the least, I also wanted to mention that as it says in the Bhagavad Gita, that wherever there's fire, there'll be some smoke. So similarly in our service, Mukhairavinda and I do make some mistakes. So we humbly request you to please forgive us for that, and we'll try to improve. And do give us your feedback. We'll be sending out a feedback form as well to help us improve that. And then again, you know, I call him Man Friday. That is our Manoranjan Prabhu. I don't know what we would have done without him. I just know that I need to say, Manoranjan Prabhu, I want it now. And it just materializes, you know. So I don't know how things manifest, but he's a manifestation guru. And I will ask him for the weirdest of requests at the oddest of times of the day, and he'll make sure that it happens. And this year I was particularly bad to him because I was troubling him from USA also. And while he was busy with the prior yatra, I would be still calling him and saying, but I want it now, did you do it? And things like that. So thank you so much for that. And he does it with such a happy attitude. I've never seen him in a bad mood. So let's give a round of applause to him as well.
Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey! Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.